Hi there, and welcome to our special episode of Yas Tween in Quarantine, where we're talking about, you guessed it, Harry Potter. Welcome to our special episode of Harry Potter on Yas Tween in Quarantine. This is my personal favourite topic. I'm the biggest Potterhead there is, so I am going to be convincing you that you should try reading this book. So, today in particular, we're talking about the Harry Potter at Home Hub. It's a new website hosted by wizardingworld.com where all of the young wizards or non-Harry Potter fans yet stuck at home can enjoy the magic of Harry Potter, even if they don't own a book. All you need is internet. So, I'm going to be taking you through the website. First, I'm going to tell you about the craft projects. These are honestly super creative. The Wizarding World team has done a great job of bringing Harry Potter to life. Some of the craft projects that you can try at home is to learn how to make a wizard's hat keyring, bookmarks, a broomstick charm, craft a paper howler, and many, many more. I'm super excited to try some of these out, and I hope you are too, because they look like so much fun, and I can't wait to get Harry Potter craft all around the house. Now, next up, we're talking about the chapter readings. That's right, they're getting celebrities, such as Stephen Fry, he reads the Harry Potter audiobooks, and Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter himself, to read each chapter of the first book. So, if you're not much of a reader, more of a listener, or a watcher, then you can take a look at these. I really love them, they're really engaging and fun to watch, especially if you have nothing to do. They also showcase drawings from lots of young fans, and it's really interesting to see their takes on Harry Potter. Some other stuff on the website is puzzles and quizzes, such as word searches, and many, many more. I've personally already been doing these, as I've been a member of Pottermore and Wizarding World for quite a while now. I consider myself a very dedicated fan. And there's the house test. The house test has always been the official Harry Potter house test on Pottermore, later becoming Wizarding World. And now they're giving the magic of it to Harry Potter at Home fans. So I'll take you through the houses, and then maybe you can even do the test yourself. There's Gryffindor, the Brave and the Bold. This is the red faction with a lion emblem. Ravenclaw, which is my faction. It's for the intelligent, but also creative. This is the blue faction with an eagle emblem. Hufflepuff, for the loyal and kind. This is for the good friends. This is the yellow faction, and there's a badge emblem. And Slytherin. This was seen as the evil faction, but it's really not. I actually considered myself a Slytherin for a while. It's the green faction, and it has a snake emblem. It's for the cunning and ambitious. So if you want to discover your house, head over to wizardingworld.com and Harry Potter at Home Hub, and you can discover your house. All you'll need to do is create an account and put in your email address, but then you can discover your house. And please share it with me as well. I'd be really interested to know what you guys are like and what houses you're in. That's all we have for today. And I really hope that you can go over and check out the Harry Potter at Home Hub. I'll be putting the link in this in the description of this episode. And let me know if you enjoy it at our email, yastween@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out our original podcast, Yas Tween, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much, and we'll be back soon with more exciting episodes to keep you busting boredom.